Greg Robinson, left tackle, Auburn University. Well, in the green room, like everything that I've been through, the combine, pro day, all that was just going through my head, and just sharing memories with my family, and they were kind of nervous. They didn't know what to expect. That was their first time in New York. So when I got the phone call, it was just a wonderful feeling.
This is Greg.
Greg Robinson.
Greg, this is Les Snead, St. Louis Rams.
Hey, Greg, Jeff Fisher.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good. You doing well? You got your mom there with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We are going to go ahead and turn your name in here in just a few minutes. You are a Ram. So congratulations, man. This is a good. This is gonna be a good time.
All right, man.
Okay. All right. Give your mom a hug, and then we're gonna turn this in. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
With the second pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Greg Robinson, tackle, Auburn.
Chills went through my body, and I was just starting to get emotional because I heard my mom crying. My little sister and brothers, all of them were just shedding tears. So it was a wonderful feeling and just a blessing to be in that position. Well, it was something that I really worked hard for, but I didn't expect number two because I didn't start until my sophomore year. I redshirted my freshman year, so I could have lost hope for that just sitting on the sideline my whole freshman year, but it's something that I just sat back and watched the game, and it actually was a positive thing only because I allowed it to be. So I worked real hard after that, and then everything just fell in line, and once I got my chance, I really played my heart out.
With the 75th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Trey Mason, running back, Auburn.
All right, now here's one reason why Trey Mason, and there you see his reaction there, is very happy, reunited with Auburn teammate Greg Robinson.
Well, Trey Mason, that's my brother. We've been through a lot. I visited his home, and he's visited with me. And throughout the years we had at Auburn, got recruited with each other, and we actually went on our official visit together. So it's just time after time we spent just playing the game and stuff like that, spending time with each other, and we never thought we would end up in this situation. And it's just a blessing and something that will help out in the long run. If I can say I'm a hard worker, I'm someone that don't like to lose. I'm the guy that will go on the field and give it my all. I'm a mauler. They say I'm a mauler. I'm real nasty on the field, but off the field, I'm a chill guy. But when you're in between the white lines, it's a legal fight, so, and you can't get arrested for it or anything like that. So it's just something that I like to have fun with.